Well, inflation and the watching thereof is a deadly poison that seems to dictate how much cash we've got to spend, and in fact, how much of that we are spending, and how well off we'll be moving forward. We have some numbers out now for July, and taking us through that this morning, a gentleman that's been poring over those numbers over the last 24 hours or so from savings.com.au, Harry O'Sullivan. Harry, thank you so much for your time on this today. Look, we've had some of the highest numbers since back end of 2022 now. Good morning.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so it's a little bit alarming, actually. We saw in the ABS's monthly CPI inflation indicator that through July, so just through the month of July, prices on average went up 0.95%. So probably actually sounds a bit worse. It probably sounds a bit worse than it is, but it's still the highest monthly inflation we've seen since December 2022, which, if you can remember back then, was kind of the height of all of the alarmist stuff about how bad inflation was and how bad it maybe was going to stay for a while.
Yeah, and it really, really was. And again, we talk about 0.95. We'll just call it 1%, okay, for the yeah. sake of. But we have to keep in mind that it's that 1% extra now on top of all those extra bits and pieces of percentage points that we've also carrying. So it's not like it goes up and then that's it. It's not like things go back down ever. So we're sort of always under the rod of this inflation, aren't we?
Exactly, yeah. It compounds in the same way that your interest in a savings account does. It's 1% on top of the, 1% that's happened in previous months. So over the year to July, the kind of aggregated inflation, that brings it up to 2.8% over those 12 months, which is still, the RBA's target band is between 2 and 3%. So it's still not, it wouldn't be considered out of control. But I think the biggest takeaway was that it was well above what kind of economists were predicting. So none of the big four banks, their economics teams were predicting it would be above 2.3%. So it's a pretty substantial jump.
Yeah, so it's all the people that really monitor this for a living, they get paid a truck ton to sort of come up with predictions. They're out by about 0.5% there. What do we think? What's the thinking on behind why? I mean, what changed or what came along that was unexpected?
So yeah, there's one big culprit, and that's electricity and gas. So through the month, electricity prices went up on average 13% and gas prices were up 6.2%, which the big reason for that is obviously July is often when, energy companies do their annual review and when you'll see your prices bumped up. So yeah, like over the last couple of months, electricity prices have been pretty stable, even, sometimes going a bit down. But that's just a consequence of when those new bills will kick in. It's not something that you should expect, electricity prices to keep going up by that much for the next few months.
Yeah, but they are still going up, which is a bit of a surprise that if they're saying, oh, we didn't factor in that electricity prices and gas and all of that would go up. Maybe they're still believing the reduction that is coming of $275 on your power bill from 3 years ago. Maybe that's what they're factoring in. In terms of the other things that we have to use, like groceries and petrol, all these sort of things, were there prices in those places that are factoring into this as well, Harry?
Yeah, so they are, but in those spending categories, it was a bit more positive. So food and non-alcoholic beverages, those prices were up just 0.1% through the month, which is the lowest grocery price inflation we've seen since March. And generally, 0.1% is what you consider pretty sustainable. And, things like rent and fuel as well are not seeing big increases. Automotive fuel, actually, I'm just looking at those numbers now. Through the year to July, that's actually down 5.5%. So I think that it's that, obviously, that energy bill thing that's driving prices up rather than, across the board. And it's also important to point out that this monthly indicator is not generally considered as comprehensive as the quarterly one, which is what the RBA will, look at as the definitive measure of how inflation's tracking. So this one doesn't include, certain spending categories. So it's not too much to worry about yet, but yeah, it's definitely something to keep in mind.
All right, a couple of last things into the crystal ball before we move on in terms of how they may impact inflation. Obviously, unemployment, how that's tracking, and for those with mortgages in particular, Is there still thought of another rate cut as we head towards the back end of the year?
Yeah, so obviously that's going to be the big question for people, is whether this is going to rule out rate cuts this year. So we got three more RBA decisions before the end of this year, and already before these numbers came out, those big four economists that we mentioned earlier, they were all predicting that September would be another hold. And I think that this probably, in my opinion, probably makes it pretty locked in that September won't be a cut. I mean, we've been wrong before, but that quarterly information that I touched on, that gets brought out on the 29th of October. So that will mean that the November decision, which is on Melbourne Cup Day, they'll have those numbers. So that's still, I would say that's still very much in play, that the final cut of the year coming in November. I think it might be a bit optimistic to expect two, but I would say, given that these numbers aren't as comprehensive, that November 1 is definitely a possibility.
All right, hopefully one on the way for those looking at their mortgage statements month in, month out. Harry O'Sullivan from savings.com.au, always a pleasure, mate. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
You too, Mark. Thanks for having me.